What's up, guys? Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's amazing to be here with you. Welcome to Success Stories. This is a segment as a part of the podcast where I introduce to you one of our extraordinary members who are part of our coaching programs or ex-clients or members that have done the coaching programs that I deliver. And one of them is called the Superpower Mastermind. It's a 20-week program that helps you to overcome your fears, insecurities, doubts. It's becoming the best version of yourself, learning to love yourself and build confidence in yourself. And I want to welcome Murray Olin to the Luke Mind Power Podcast.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, congratulations, man. You did the work. So that's why you're here, right? So tell us about, first of all, tell us about what initially inspired you to actually reach out to us.
Well, I wasn't in a good place. I was a lot of pain physically. I was tired. I was diagnosed with depression. I had the psychologist, but we weren't getting anywhere. And she was actually recommending me to find a coach. And at that time, I was I found you on social media because I was already trying to regulate my social media for positive content. And I listened to the podcast, and there I joined the Dream Chasers community that you have. And you were asking for clients. So it really was aligned with, my psychologist telling me to find a coach. And then you were like, we need some clients. We are looking for some clients. And I was like, okay, this is a sign. Let's go.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. That's amazing. Yeah. So now that you actually went through the process, what are some of the things inside the program that, you know, really stood out for you? What was it that really helped you to heal, to grow, to become a better version of yourself?
The mirror work and the inner child work. The mirror work to boost your confidence, it really boosted my confidence a lot. And you're really looking at yourself. You're not used to looking at yourself in the mirror, right? Yeah. And it's really confrontational, and it really develops a bond, to build a bond with yourself, which I didn't have, basically. And the inner child work helped to find out the issues that I still was having and I didn't process, really, like the traumas that I had, the emotions that I hadn't processed. And that was really key in helping me heal from the inside out.
So basically what you're saying is that you did not feel good within yourself before you started.
Yeah. I was, I really low self-esteem, people pleasing, putting everybody's needs before my own. And I recognized that I couldn't do that anymore. I also was in unhealthy relationships where I gave everything and everything and got nothing back. And I was just physically and mentally, I was going down a drain, basically. So I knew it had to stop, but I didn't know how to do it.
So why do you think, I know this is going to be deeper, right? Why do you think you were people-pleasing? Giving of yourself so much, you know, like especially in relationships.
Yeah, I found out why I was doing it. It was, for me, a coping mechanism for dealing with being suicidal. I was suicidal from a very, very young age, before the age of 10. And I basically thought that I wasn't worth living. My life wasn't worth anything. I was causing everybody so much trouble. And basically, my life would be better without me in it. But I didn't want to die. But suicide, I thought, was the only option. But my brain is solution focused. So I started thinking, how can I do something? And the thing that I came up with at that age, which is really brilliant, actually, is, you know, if I cannot not make my own life better, maybe I can make somebody else's life better. And that's how I became a people pleaser. Yeah. So it was a brilliant coping strategy for the time, but not for now.
Yeah. Well, now it's more about you. You just became really, really self-aware that, like, I was giving all of my time and energy to others, which was a coping mechanism, because anything can be a coping mechanism, whatever yep. takes your focus away from yourself, you know, so that you can actually get through the day. So you can, and that's what I'm saying. Like, some of us just need to go through shit because we're trying to survive. And sometimes we're not doing or treating ourselves in the best possible way, but we're just trying to survive, you know, but then it's becoming aware that, hey, you know, you can heal. You know that you can grow, you know that you can actually deal with this in a different way that's going to actually empower you rather than you being drained and not feeling enough, not feeling good within yourself.
Yep.
You know? So, you know, that's amazing. Congratulations. And I'm so freaking proud of you, man, that, you know, you went through the process, because, you know, especially when you talk about suicide, I mean, I've had suicidal ideation, you know, and that's not a pleasant kind of way of thinking. You know,
no.
And yeah, I mean, it's such a low point or a really negative place to be, you know what I mean? And that's why obviously the community is part of this experience. And obviously, you know, the whole, you know, me, the coach, I mean, our team, all that kind of stuff plays a big part in kind of like the support, you know. And I know myself that doing this work by yourself, it just doesn't work,
no.
You know? So how much did the community or the support actually help you?
Oh my God, so much. I never had really that support that fully believed in me, whatever I said, you know. There was always like some kind of criticism or one way or the other. And this community is just full of love. And the first time we spoke, I told you I hadn't had trust in other women, because I have been betrayed in friendships a lot with women. And now I came into a community full of women. So it was I felt very vulnerable. And, but you know, I just chose to trust. I chose to trust. And the love I got back was, yeah, I still get emotional from it, because it was so much love. I hadn't experienced so much love in my life. Yeah.
Mm. You're not the first person to say that. And, you know, the other thing that I keep reminding all of our clients and members is that this space is a reflection of my energy, you know, and I come from a place of unconditional love, you know, self-love. It's, you know, and so if you're in this space, that's why, and that's why you do feel it, because, you know, anyone who works with me is a reflection also of my teachings and what I believe in, and it's about that support. It's ridiculous. It's over the top, which is why when people join the program, they feel like this is actually fake. They feel like it's not real. It's not possible, because many of us have not actually experienced genuine care and love in our life.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? And so you come into this space where there's so much love and support, and it's like, is this fucking real? Is this a scam?
Yeah, yeah, you know? Truly. You know, the first I thought it as well. You know, like they don't love me. They just act like it. And yeah, but then you realize that. No, they're really supporting you. And they're really loving you from an unconditional place. And that belief and that love helps you to build that loving relationship with yourself. And I'm glad I did it, because it was so worth it. I am happy. I'm loving myself, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but it doesn't matter. I'm happy right now in this moment, and that's what counts.
That's it. Yeah. Because there is normally just two places where most people are, in the future or in the past. And so many of us are just not conscious of being here in this present moment, you know? So tell us, Mariolan, what has happened since you moved on from the Superpower Mastermind? What are you doing? How has your life changed? Who are you?
Well, I have a condition called fibromyalgia, which is chronic pain. And because of the program, because I was healing myself, I started eating better. I also got diagnosed with diabetes and asthma. All that now is stable, because I started working on myself, loving myself, eating better, exercising more. I went from not exercising at all to now 4 times a week. I do mobility, cardio, strength training, all that stuff. taking better care of my food, what I eat, so more fruit, vegetables, more protein. I managed to lose 17 kilos, which I'm very proud of.
Did you say that you lost 70 kilos?
17, yeah.
17. That's a lot still.
Yeah, it's really a lot. I feel much better, healthier. I managed to build up new friendships because before I started, I just ended a 9-year relationship and I ended all of my friendships with it. Mm-hmm. And I built new friendship with friends that feel like I know them for forever, basically. And they feel exactly the same way. They're supportive. They're also eating healthy when we're make appointments with each other. We usually it's just for a walk or just walk and talk, you know. They're so much more in aligned with what I want to do in life. They love music like I do. It's brilliant. And right now I'm at the point that I feel healthy enough to go back to work again, which I thought I would never do. So yeah, I'm really, really happy about that. Yeah.
Well, I'm really happy to hear this, man. Like, I'm just sitting here listening to you and your progress and your success. And it really does, man. It takes ownership. It takes discipline. You know, it's not it's not easy to change your life and to improve your health and to try to figure out, like you said, my mind is solution focused, you know, and what you're doing is figuring out solutions for you because you're different. You're not like everybody else. And you've got to figure out ways of managing your body and your mindset and how you function so that you can actually, you know, thrive in this lifetime, you know, and be the best that you can be without, you know, being in your own way and struggling, you know. And the fact that you're attracting better people into your life, I always say, you know, if you want to attract better, become better, you know. And so, and that's exactly what you did. So congratulations, man. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's exactly what I did. I tried to live my life the way other people wanted it, and now I'm doing it what's best for me, and I managed to do so much more things so much more easily. It just fits my life now and not somebody else's.
That's awesome. And tell us about your social media platforms and what it is that you are building or creating. Like, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, I am on Instagram, where I shared a big part of my story with diabetes type 2 and my weight loss process. I also made videos about fibromyalgia, and I'm still posting on there a little bit less because I'm now in the process of getting a job. But I'm also picked up something that I love doing very much, which is gaming. So I'm now also gaming and streaming on Twitch.
Oh, come on, man. Yes. Yeah. Well, what are your handles, man? Like, where can people follow you and stuff?
It's all Fibromy Positive. And for the people who don't have Twitch, I also have a YouTube channel where I there are some live videos I did on Instagram. Some of them are also on my YouTube channel. And I also put my streams from Twitch. I put them also on YouTube. So all of that is Fibromy Positive.
And that's Fibromy Positive on YouTube as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you doing on Twitch exactly? What is that? What game is it?
Right now I'm playing Control.
What's that?
Which it's a horror game. And it's for the people who know a little bit about gaming, it's in the Alan Wake universe. And it's about a woman who's searching for a brother that she lost. And she comes in a building with para-supernatural stuff. And the building is shifting. And all of a sudden, she turns into the director. And she is still figuring out how to do all that stuff while still finding her brother. And it's an amazing story of basically also taking control of your life. And I just love that game. So.
Well, that's inspiring because Twitch is a very powerful platform and there's a lot of people that are streaming, but there's also a lot of people that are very successful on Twitch and there's a lot of people that watch these streamers, you know, and you can also, you know, make a lot of money on Twitch as well because people watch you and engage with you and learn from you and talk to you and send you gifts and all that kind of stuff. So I know it very well. So yeah, that's amazing to hear. Congratulations. And it's inspiring because, you know, it's never too late to become a gamer. It's never too late to live your dreams. It's never too late to try something different, you know, and we haven't heard anything about Twitch or gaming ever, I don't think, on the Luke Mindpower podcast. So if you're watching this or whoever's listening to this is probably thinking as well, oh, Twitch, I like gaming, or maybe I've never done it before, I want to try it, you know. So yeah, that's amazing. It's cool and interesting. But yeah, I will share your links and how people can follow you and stuff like that in the description below, so that people can support you as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't want, and I want to say to the people as well, don't be afraid to say hi. I love to talk to you, get to know you. So
yeah, that's awesome. Well, Mariolan, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for not giving up on yourself. Thank you for doing the work. Thank you for taking action. Any final words for anyone who's thinking about maybe working on their personal development, or maybe they're stuck in a place where you were?
Yeah, don't be afraid to invest in yourself. If you have the money, do it, because it's so worth it. If I didn't do this program, I wouldn't be where I am now. That's it. It's it changed my life for the better. Yeah. Definitely for the better. And I wouldn't be able to have done it on my own. A lot of people think they have to do it on their own because they have nobody around. But there are people around, and the right coach is there for you. And if you're looking for a coach and you're enjoying Luke's podcasts, choose Luke as your coach. He will definitely change your life.
Appreciate you, Mariolan. Thank you so much. I received that. Let's keep going, keep taking action, and keep changing the world.
Definitely.
It's been amazing. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.